News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that Texas and Vermont will allow certain businesses to reopen on Monday while still observing coronavirus-related precautions to prevent the spread of the virus.
Texas and Vermont will allow certain businesses to open on Monday while still requiring appropriate social distancing precautions. Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Ohio, North Dakota, and Idaho have advised non-essential businesses to prepare for a phased opening starting May 1st.
Some state governors have warned, however, that they will not act prematurely to reopen their economies until there is more testing for the virus. The state of Florida has reopened some of its beaches in the northern city of Jacksonville. Local officials have imposed strict time limits on who can be on the beaches in Jacksonville. They are also asking that people stay at least 2 meters apart and observe other precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says that his state might have reached a plateau in its coronavirus infections. However, it will still need help and has a long fight ahead of it. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Andrew Cuomo says coronavirus deaths, hospitalizations, and infections are all down.
If you look at the past 3 days, you could argue that we are past the plateau and we're starting to descend, which would be very good news.
Still, the numbers are sobering. Friday's death toll, 540. One in every 82 people in the state infected. The rate of transmission, basically 1-to-1. But Cuomo says he wants to reopen, but must get federal help. Julie Walker, New York.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Saturday he would ask Parliament for a third 15-day extension of a lockdown imposed to curb one of the world's worst outbreaks of the new coronavirus. The request means that the restrictions will last until May 9th. Sanchez said he wanted to relax restrictions on children who would be allowed out of their homes after April 27th. However, that allowance would be limited and subject to conditions to avoid contagion. He did not go into further details. Spain has begun to ease a strict lockdown imposed on March 14th, and this week opened up some sectors of the economy, including manufacturing. However, most people are still confined to their houses except for essential outings, including shopping for food. Hong Kong police arrested 15 activists, including veteran politicians, a publishing tycoon, and senior lawyers, in raids on Saturday in the biggest crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement since the outbreak of mass protests last year. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong police arrested 15 activists in raids on Saturday on charges of illegal assembly. It is the biggest crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement since the outbreak of mass protests last year. Among those detained in the swoop were prominent figures in the movement, including millionaire publishing tycoon Jimmy Lai, former legislator and barrister Margaret Ng, and Democratic Party founder Martin Lee, who said he felt relieved to be listed as a defendant, as many young protesters were detained as well. Authorities in Hong Kong have arrested more than 7,800 people over their involvement in the protests, including many on rioting charges that can carry jail terms up to 10 years. It is not clear how many of them are still in custody.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. British World War II veteran Captain Tom Moore has raised more than $26 million for Britain's National Health Service. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley tells us how.
The Second World War veteran initially aimed to raise $1,250 and walk 100 lengths of his Bedfordshire garden before turning 100 on the 30th of April. But more than a million donors have helped the fundraiser approach $26 million to support healthcare workers in the UK during the coronavirus pandemic. He completed his 100th lap on Thursday, but as donations continue to pour in, he has vowed to keep going. Zaria Shackley, London.
For more on these stories, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.